This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. Take a screen break today with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons offer water and sweat resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The Republican Party is totally out of control. The deep state, they are out of touch with reality.
That's just a typical crazy conspiracy theory. So I don't have any idea what he's talking about.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
What we are confronted with here is a totally left-wing administration.
You didn't sign us up for that, did you?
Trying to transform America into something no one voted for last year.
I have been asked to lead the issue of dealing with root causes in the Northern Triangle, similar to what then Vice President did many years ago.
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
They don't want to leave the place where they are familiar with the culture and the language. You know, to use a phrase from an old television show, Cheers, you know, where everybody knows your name.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
When I think of Cheers Bar, Beacon Hill, Boston, you know, what's the first thing that comes into my mind or your mind? El Salvador. Nicaragua, Honduras, right? All right. 844-500-4242. Another day of madness in Dementia Joe Biden's America. I first must say that one of my former neighbors in Palm Beach will not be coming down for breakfast tomorrow. I refer, of course, to Bernard Madoff, more recently a resident of the Garland Merrick Athletic Club in Butner, North Carolina. He died 5 years ago. Sal DeMacy, the Speaker of the Massachusetts House, the corrupt Speaker of the Massachusetts House, convicted felon, was living there, and he said he was on death's doorstep. And they let Sal go, and now Sal's a registered lobbyist in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, doing just fine, I'm sure. Maybe he can sell some new IT upgrades to the Registry of Motor Vehicles. He was into IT upgrades, you know. And so now, 5 years after Sal was let out because he was on death's doorstep and is enjoying life to the fullest, Bernie Madoff has died in Butner, North Carolina, at the Federal Medical Center at the age of 82. They will not be sitting Shiva for him tonight at the Palm Beach Country Club, I can tell you that. He ripped off hundreds of millions of dollars just from the members of that one country club in the northern part of the island. And one of my daughters was down in Palm Beach a couple of weeks ago with her boyfriend, and I said, how you liking just walking around Worth Avenue, the really upscale shopping area, even more upscale than most of the shopping areas? And he said, oh, I really love that place, Trillions. It's this men's clothing store where everything is fabulously expensive. And I said, oh, do you know the story about Trillions? It's my favorite of all time, Bernie Madoff, Palm Beach stories. Bernie had gone down there because he had plenty of money because he was just stealing it. He had this Ponzi scheme going. Oh, I think they took over $1 billion out. And so he came down for the weekend, and he was at Trillions, and he fell in love. That's what you do on Worth Avenue. You fall in love with clothes or jewelry. You don't just buy something. You fall in love. So he fell in love with this pair of worsted cashmere trousers. I don't even know what worsted means. I've read that word my entire life and never bothered to look it up. Cost $2,000, this pair of trousers. But they were going to have to make some adjustments on it because they didn't have the right size, so they had to order a new pair and all that. So like Tuesday morning, the owner of the place rolls in at the usual time. His manager was already there. The manager says, "Did you hear what happened to Bernie? He got lugged last night in Manhattan by the feds. He's been running a Ponzi scheme, stolen over $1 billion." And the owner goes, "No." No, I haven't run the credit card. So he rushes over to try to run the credit card for the $2,000, but guess what? It had already been canceled. We could have a little Ted Knight on that, can't we, there, Taylor? So that's my favorite Trillion story and my favorite Bernie Madoff story. But they got a huge percentage of that money back. It's pretty amazing how much they got back. They just got it back they're gonna put it out around $200 million. I like to read you stories that I think are pretty big stories, but you're not gonna see them on MSNBC or CNN for obvious reasons or the network newscast. So Phil Murphy, you know, the governor of New Jersey, they have off-year elections. The election in New Jersey is this year, and it's coming up. And guess what just happened to Governor Phil Murphy's two Democrat primary opponents in New Jersey? They were tossed off the ballot because according to the judge, there was a lot of fraudulence going on in the collection of the ballots. Laws were being violated. What, they didn't have the valid signatures. Neither of the candidates did, and they've been tossed off the ballot. Wait a second, I thought all and one of the candidates was actually accused of getting signatures from dead people. Isn't this voter suppression, as Stacey Abrams would put it? Shouldn't the New York Jets and the New York Giants not play any more football games in New Jersey next year? Because the Nets are gone anyway. Shouldn't all the athletic teams, shouldn't Rutgers actually move the State University out of New Jersey? They have disenfranchised dead people in the state of New Jersey. Why can't they vote in the Democrat primary for governor?
Barbaric.
But have you read a single word anywhere about this? It's on the New Jersey websites, and that's about it. That's about it. If it weren't for double standards, the Democrats would have no standards at all. Give you another story that's not getting a lot of play. There was another police shooting early this morning in Texas, Burleson, Texas. I think it's on the sort of the somewhat near Fort Worth, and it was another traffic stop. I don't know if it was an expired sticker, probably not, because the guy appears to have been driving a police van, or excuse me, a stolen vehicle. And so he was stopped by a cop, and he opened fire. One of the people in the car opened fire and shot the guy. And then they went to another place to get rid of the car. They carjacked a woman's car and killed her, and they're still at large. And yet there seems to be no interest in the national media. Could it be because the dead cop is probably white, and the perp that they're looking for is a guy by the name of Jerridon Elders? In other words, he's a good old boy. Jerridon Elders.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
But it doesn't really fit any narratives. And there was another case in Maryland yesterday where a cop killed a 16-year-old who happened to be playing with one of those BB airsoft guns, or whatever you call them. They're not really a threat to anybody, not even a squirrel. And he was playing around with it, and the cop came upon him and shot him and killed him. And it's on the last page of the B Metro section of the Washington Post. Do you know why? Because the last sentence in the story, or one of the last sentences, says, both the officer and the deceased victim, his name was Peyton Ham, say his name, Peyton Ham, were white. So I guess it just wasn't a story. Just like the Burleson, Texas shooting wasn't a story because it's white on white. But remember Tamir Rice, he was this 11-year-old kid, not a bad kid by all indications, in Indianapolis. And he was playing around with one of these guns exactly like Peyton Ham had when he was shot dead yesterday. And he was killed by a police officer responding to some kind of incident call. This was like 5 years ago. And there were riots. And it was a national story. Tamir Rice. What's the difference between all these stories? Why do some stories get so much play and some stories get so little play? A CNN correspondent, his eyes would glaze over if you told him to go down and report on what happened in Burleson, Texas, or in Austin, Texas last week, or in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. 844-500-4242. Why buy gold? Are you watching what is happening in the world today? Global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, spiking inflation, and the looming Biden tax plan. In the 2008 financial crisis, many Americans lost a large portion of their retirement savings. So, what are you doing now to protect your money? Well, many turn to Goldco, the leading gold IRA company in the U.S. and four-time Inc. 500 winning company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star customer reviews, you can trust the team at Goldco to help you protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRA guide that uncovers the secret that financial advisors won't tell you. So, what are you waiting for? Don't delay and fall victim to another stock market crash, inflation hike, or dollar decline. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free IRA guide today. If you visit goldco.com/Howie Carr now, Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's right, up to $10,000 in free silver. I'm Howie Carr.
Today's show.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime.
We gave you a gun and the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
This could be the theme song of the United States of America right about now. Sin, lawyers, guns, and money. The bleep has hit the fan. How was I to know she was with the Russians, too? Warren Zevon, forgotten but not gone. Or gone but not forgotten. I'm so used to using the hack takeoff on it that I went with the hack takeoff. Take a screen break today with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons offer water and sweat resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. Jared's in today for Taylor. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which Corleone is Andrew Cuomo really the most like?
The reason we're doing this is the front page of the New York Post. It's hilarious today. They said, no, Andrew, this is the real Cuomo you're most like. They voted for Fredo. But anyway, give us the list here.
Is he most Jared. Like Don Vito, Sonny, Michael, Fredo, or Connie?
Connie, the daughter. I'm going to go like with the vast majority of people and say Fredo.
Fredo is in the lead at 31%.
What's second?
Second is Connie at 27%, Sonny at 24% for third.
For just being a dopey hothead. Yeah. I thought about throwing Tom Hagen in for all the Hibernian listeners out there, but he was a stepson. So he didn't, even though he was the consigliere, he was like the fixer. He handled the negotiation, shall we say, with the Hollywood producer and what Frankie, what is it? Frankie Five Angels, guys like that. He got the job done though. 844-500-4242. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Howie, thank you for taking my call. Before I get to my topic, I want to put in a plug for one of your Thursday callers. I won the Cheap Bastard Award, and I spoke to Kevin Frisbee today. And I got to tell you, he was tremendous with me on the phone. We talked about Roths and some other non-risk things. Can't say enough good things about him, and I do.
Oh, that's good. Good. I'm glad to hear that, Peter. Peter's talking about Kevin Frisbee, our financial wizard. You can hear him tomorrow on the Howie Carr Show, and he'll give you some advice. And he is really good. We've got some money with him, and he's done a good job with it. And he's a fiduciary. That means he takes care of the money. He's the furthest thing from Bernie Madoff you could have, and just you have to watch yourself with your money. Maybe it won't be stolen, but it won't be invested wisely. But go ahead. What do you want to say, Peter?
Well, I don't take this the wrong way. I'm at wit's end with everything with politics. And I remember Rush said that Main Street, there'll be a payback someday. And, you know, I like, instead of bitching, I like to come with a solution. So my thought was, and would have started with the Super Bowl, but, you know, when the Super Bowl, boycott the Super Bowl in CBS the month of February, list all the sponsors, keep a running list, go to the NCAA tournament, go to
I like that. Newsbusters.org, which is the group that monitors the networks and the cable very closely, they've come up with a system now so that when there's something particularly outrageous, egregious on the network newscasts, they'll say that that segment of the CBS Evening News was sponsored by, and then they say, let in, if you want to, it's your choice. You let them know what you think of this kind of biased coverage, and they do it for everything basically. And I think it's pretty effective. I'm glad people are doing it. I know I've just turned off the TV. I had a plumber in my house the other day, and we were talking. I told him, take off the mask if you don't want. You don't need to wear it for me. And he said thank you. And he said it's crazy watching TV. He said half the channels tell you you watch half the channels and you think there should be a panic. You watch the other half of the channels. And you think there's nothing to it. Well, it's not quite. It's more like 98% and 2%. But I said, you know, there's a way to solve that. Just don't watch it anymore. Don't watch it. Just, there's so much good stuff on Netflix. I mean, I'm not talking about Newsmax, but to stay on Newsmax and OANN and Fox to a degree, although I can't take Fox anymore myself. Thanks for the call, though, Peter. 844-500-4242. It doesn't have to be an organized boycott. You know, just stop doing business with these crazy companies. I very seldom drink Coke anymore. I wouldn't drink a Coke under any circumstances now. And if I can ever avoid flying Delta again, I will never fly Delta. And baseball, I'd already stop watching because it was boring. Walter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Walter.
Fredo gets a bad rap from the movie, Howie. He was in charge of good times. to your point on how things just disappear, what about that 70-year-old grandmother shot in her front porch Saturday?
That's right, in Boston. That's in Dorchester.
Nothing. It was on the news Sunday morning, and that's it. There hasn't been a word about it anywhere, and nothing on TV all week.
You're absolutely right. It just goes away. One time when they had the whole thing with the case with the woman whose family owned the jewelry store, and or the guy that worked there. I'm drawing a blank on his name after all these years. The blacks, some of the black activists came to us and said, "How come the newspapers have never printed any pictures of the black victims of crime?" And I was one of the people that was assigned to go out and answer these charges on TV, and I just took like these huge file folders of victims of crime. You know, the papers, not so much now because they're pretty much out of business, but back then if you got a call, everybody had a scanner in their car, and you'd go and you'd take a picture of it, and it would go into the paper, but nobody ever cared about it. It wasn't some kind of overt racism, except maybe on the readers' part. The readers didn't care about it. The politicians didn't care about it. The Stewart, Chuck Stewart. What am I talking about? 844-500-4242. Has the governor of Maryland activated the National Guard in case of peaceful riots tonight? Yeah, in the suburbs? Yeah. In the Beltway counties? No, I don't think there are going to be any peaceful riots in Maryland this evening. I don't think there are going to be peaceful riots in Fort Worth either if they shoot Jerry Don Elders when they finally catch up with him. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Can you imagine if Chris Christie had been the governor of New Jersey and he'd gotten two of his opponents taken off the ballot because they'd filed just a mere few hundred signatures of dead people? It would be a nationwide scandal. This is why we need HR1. We have got to stop this epidemic of Jim Crow on steroids, voter suppression. Now nothing. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. With me now for her usual daily dose of Grace's news is Grace Curley. And we still have a few of Grace's goodies left from the Follansbee Inn in Kezar Lake, New Hampshire.
Yes,
and,
in North Sutton, New Hampshire. I warned everyone who was listening to the Grace Curley show that once Howie Carr mentioned this, there would be none left, and I think that's going to happen very shortly. So if you want to go to gracecurlyshow.com or howiecarshow.com, click on the store. You can get your gift certificate for the Follansbee Inn. It's worth $200, but you only pay $100, so that's 50% off. And Howie, you know how much I love it there. It's absolutely beautiful. Everyone can check out the pictures of Follansbee on my website, and there's tons of photo albums of it. It's just the best place, so make sure you jump on that right now.
I know the weather is going to take a turn for the worst in parts of our listening areas this weekend. However, the spring is coming, and you'll want a place to go, and it's going to be tough to find places anywhere in the New England region once everything gets going. So this is a great opportunity to get a really, really good deal at a great place. I was listening to him talk about the pancakes with creme brulee sauce. That sounds pretty good.
Creme brulee.
And then I will have some of that with my homemade corned beef hash.
Yes, all the homemade. And Howie, you know this. Corned beef hash can go either way. And when it's homemade, that is definitely the key to a good corned beef hash. This is absolutely delicious.
Some people prefer it when it comes out of a can and looks like dog food. If you put a plate of corned beef hash out of a can and a plate of Alpo out of the can, I don't think you could really tell the difference.
My mom said that when she was younger, my Nana hated to cook, and she would do the can, like she would take it out of the can, and then she'd crack an egg on top of it.
Ugh.
No, but this is homemade stuff, and he also makes a great eggs benedict. He always has fresh fruit, coffee, yogurt, everything you could imagine. He's got the fires roaring all the time and board games. It's a really cozy spot, so make sure you check it out. All right, now on to Grace's.
Go to HowieCarshow.com. By the way, HowieCarshow.com, and click on store, and it's right there. There's only a handful left, but Follansbee Inn, it's in North Sutton, New Hampshire, and it's a great place. Don't be deterred by the weather this weekend, because you're not going to be going there this weekend.
Exactly. By the way, Howie, I know that I like to keep you abreast of the new language that we're dealing with. It's constantly evolving. What words are okay to use? What words are not okay to use? And according to AP Style Book, the term mistress is no longer okay. Don't use the term mistress for a woman who is in a long-term sexual relationship with and is financially supported by a man who is married to someone else. Instead, use an alternative like
side piece.
Howie, that is so I'm surprised you know that terminology.
I'm looking for an alternate word so I don't offend anybody.
No, these are the alternate words that are acceptable.
Gal pal,
companion, friend, or lover.
Oh boy, friend.
On first reference, and provide additional details later. They're really, the destruction of language, George Orwell once said, is a beautiful thing. And this is the destruction of words, for sure.
How can you call the woman a Kamala?
How dare you?
Howard, we will move on from that comment. I always have to ask permission for this because I know that Howie does not enjoy when Grace's news takes a turn into royal news. But Howie, for 2 seconds, could I have a tiny, tiny moment here?
Go ahead.
I find this story incredibly odd, and I wanted Howie's take on it. Prince Andrew, as everyone knows, Prince Philip passed away, I think it was last Friday at the age of...
Can you call him Randy Andy? Or is that now prohibited too? Like you can't call anyone a mistress or a master?
You have to call him Friendly Andy.
Yes, thank you, Jared. So Prince Philip passed away last week at the age of 99. Very honorable guy. A lot of people were very sad about it. I'm a big Prince Philip fan because I watch all the royal stuff. And so his funeral is going to be over the next couple of days. Prince Andrew, his son, who, like Howie just mentioned, has a long history of scandalous stories, shall we say, including a friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. Do you know what he wants to do at the funeral?
Bring in some lap dancers?
No. He wants to wear his military uniform.
Oh, my God.
Despite the fact that he withdrew from the high-ranking Royal Navy position over his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. I just, Howie, and you know this, I am a absolute diehard fan of the Queen. I find her to be, like, so stoic and just really, you know, a different, it was a different way of life, the stiff upper lip. And I just have to say, she is dealing with nincompoops. Now she's trying to bury her husband of 70 plus years, and this Randy Andy's showing up going, Mom, can I wear my uniform? How about no, Andy? How about you just show up and shut up?
You'd think he's 5 years old and he got this uniform for Christmas. Is Hunter Biden going to ask to be allowed to wear his U.S. Naval Reserve uniform next?
Where does this end? I actually saw an alleged report that Prince Harry, or former Prince Harry, now he just goes by the name of the name of Harry. I heard that he wants to wear his uniform as well. I'm like, this is like a battle of the nitwits.
Well, but at least he wasn't, I don't think, kicked out of the service.
No, but it's like, can't you just show up? Like, do you have to make everything about you? These people are the bride at every wedding and the corpse at every funeral.
Well, I don't know. We've talked about this enough. Let's move on.
Okay, fair enough. You gave me a good amount of time. So did you hear about this Black Lives Matter leader? We talked about how she bought the house in Topanga Canyon.
Right.
And she's coming out, Howie, to tell you that she is now the victim of all of this backlash.
She is the victim, Grace. Be specific. She is the victim of white supremacists.
And racism, exactly.
White supremacists who include Jason Whitlock.
Yes.
Who is a black columnist for Fox Sports, I believe. He's often on Tucker Carlson's show. Jason Whitlock, when I've seen him on Tucker Carlson, he's never struck me as really like being able to pass the white supremacy litmus test. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like Donald Trump. You know, he was an anti-Semite even though his daughter was Jewish and his grandchildren were Jewish and his son-in-law was Jewish.
You know, did you see, though, Twitter offered him a way out? You know, they offered him a way out of Twitter jail. They said, just take down the tweet about the BLM woman, and you can come back on Twitter. And he said, no way. He said, I'm going to be Nelson Mandela in Twitter jail.
Oh, good for
him. I thought that was perfect. Perfect.
And you know what? We need more people like that because, Howie, I'm going to give you an example. I have a relative who shall remain unnamed. She's younger than me. She's my cousin. And she went to a woke school. And at one point, all the people were signing some sort of petition about something that she did not agree with. And she was getting all of these harassments from her friends saying, you need to sign it. You're a racist, this and that. And so her mom at one point looked at her and said, you know, if you just want to sign the petition so that these people will leave you alone, you can. And you know what she said?
What?
I'd rather get shot in the foot than sign that thing. And I thought, more people have to have that resolve. If you really believe what you're spewing, then just stick it to them. I wouldn't delete it.
Did you see, though, there's a survey out today saying that most employers are more likely to discriminate in giving a job to a Trump supporter than they are any other kind of person?
Oh, 1,000%. I believe that. Are you kidding me?
They scour social media, and if you if you went to a Trump rally and put some social media up there, you're out. Out.
Howie, I'm milking this job for as long as I can because I don't think I don't know where my career takes me after this. I think I'm canceled.
I don't know where anybody who voted for Trump goes from here, you know? I mean, and I know that's not a reassuring thought. It's easy for me to say at my stage of my career and the fact that I own the business, but I'm serious about this. You got to be in your own business. You got to learn to make your own way if you're not woke.
Right, and I think that it really does bring back to a point that I hadn't really thought about until Donald Trump was kicked off of Twitter and then Parler was kicked off the App Store.
Right.
Which it makes you think, listen, there are plenty of very, very wealthy conservatives. There are plenty of creative free thinkers. I mean, Elon Musk leans a little bit right. So does Kanye West. We need to start creating our own platforms, our own companies. We can't be held hostage by Jeff Bezos and like Woca-Cola all the time.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, Covfefe Coffee that we were promoting yesterday. I mean, it's a small outfit, but I mean, they're definitely deplorables. They're MAGA people like us. Why not patronize them? And it's really a good product too.
It's a good product. And you know what? The other thing is, Howie, I don't know if you're like this, but when I know that I'm spending money that's going towards a company that doesn't hate my guts, it makes it a little less painful to take the money out of my wallet.
I totally agree.
Speaking of sales, though, I just want to have one more story here. Toilet paper. Toilet paper sales reportedly drop after a year of panic buying.
I saw that story this morning. I was thinking of all the empty shelves last year.
And Howie, I have to say,
now they're overflowing.
I never understood it. I never understood the toilet paper. Like, why did people think that they needed that much? Why? It just never made sense to me. Stocking up on certain things, water, milk, bread, I kind of get. But toilet paper?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's like if you're in a situation where you're hunkered down and you need it. But geez, some people were getting like two dozen rolls of it.
Do you think if Biff returns this Friday to promote panic, I mean report on the climatological conditions in New England, do you think he should mention toilet paper shortages?
I'm a personal favorite of the Planters peanuts when he mentions those. Polar bears and Planters peanuts is where my heart lies.
Yes. I know. Biff notices whether they've run out of dry roasteds and or cocktail peanuts. So and the mixed nuts, too.
Howie, once you're left, once they take away a lot of the peanuts and you're left with the unsalted, that is when it's time to panic. Because Lord knows, if you're buying unsalted peanuts, there's something amiss.
I agree. And you know what's it's even more disappointing, I found, is when you think you're keeping an eye on things and you get burned once with the unsalted peanuts because the label looks too similar. But the next time you look a little more carefully and then you get home and you say, there's something wrong with these peanuts. And you look at the label, low salt. Let me give you some advice, everybody who's not doesn't know what I'm talking about. If you're going to get low salt, you might as well just get unsalted because low salt suck just as bad as unsalted.
And honestly, if you're going to get low salt peanuts or unsalted peanuts, you might just want to not get peanuts.
Right.
Pick a different snack.
Right.
That's all for Grace's News. I honestly think this was a very well thought out Grace's News. We covered a lot of ground here, Howie.
Thank you. And I got a lot of sound cuts to play here as we go through the day. A lot of news to get to. All right. 84 and again, get this will be your final chance to get a $100 gift certificate to Follansbee Inn in North Sutton, New Hampshire, for just $100. It's a half price deal. It's a great opportunity. And go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store, and it's right there. Grace's Goodies. It'll be sold out soon, and you won't regret it. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
The Biden administration's policies and executive orders are already causing some economic disturbance. Tax laws are going to change. Your tax burden on selling real estate will grow. Don't get caught flat-footed and squander the equity in your real estate built up over years or decades. Sell today with J.J. Manning. For over 40 years, J.J. Manning has been the leading auction house in New England. From high-end homes to estates to commercial properties throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and contingency-free. There is a big reason why Mass Lawyers Weekly recently voted J.J. Manning number one for the fourth consecutive year. It's because they have a huge following of bidders who pay cash. When you sell with a broker, you pay the commission. But in an auction, the buyer pays. Right now, there are a lot more potential buyers than there are sellers. So you may not even need a broker, and it's going to cost you a lot of money to use a broker rather than going with an auction, where the buyer pays, not you. These are treacherous times in the real estate market. Some sectors are at all-time highs. Think the suburbs, think the Cape. Others, retail, commercial, in many areas, are losing ground. Don't wait until Joe Biden destroys this sector of the economy as well before you cash out. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call them today at 1-800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We'll be speaking with Tom Homans in the next hour, the former head acting head of ICE, and just about what's going on down there. It's just getting worse and worse, and they don't care. They don't seem to care in the least. Meanwhile, you want to talk about bad news. We talk about the restaurants that have gone out of business in Massachusetts, 40% of them gone. Same thing in all the New England states, I think. In Britain, they're allowing the pubs to reopen under these stringent rules. You can't serve any. If you have outdoor seating, you can reopen. And so they're treating it like it's, you know, VE Day or something that they can open up. But the industry has seen a rapid decline. This is in the UK in the past year of lockdowns, with some 2,500 pubs shutting down for good in 2020 alone. And only 40% of all pubs in the UK were expected to have reopened on Monday, until the government removes social distancing requirements and allows the businesses to get back to full capacity and serve customers indoors. They're still going to be losing money. Tap rooms across the country are projected to sell only about 15 million pints, a 75% decline from a typical week in April. In order for our pubs to survive, said one spokesman for the industry, they need to be free of restrictions at the earliest opportunity. You know, the thing about pubs is that's where a lot of the American Revolution was planned. You know, here in Massachusetts, that's where Shays Rebellion, which was planned after the American Revolution, when taxes were so high. I mean, pubs have always been where people got together and they got into surly moods, and they organized the little associations like the Sons of Liberty or the Minutemen. This is just one of the many negative side effects of this COVID panic. They're just keeping people beat down. And, Grace was playing those, that cut about Cheers, you know, where everybody knows your name. I mean, a pub is a place where you relax. Well, whatever you call it, a pub or a tap room or a bar or tavern. But it's a culture that's been destroyed. And you know, it's mainly people like us that go into these places. And I think they look on it as a positive that they've wrecked this as well as everything else, not to mention the churches and the gyms and youth hockey. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Howie, how are you?
Good.
I'm sorry to hear that so many restaurants went out of business in New England, because I'm from Mission Hill. And the reason why I'm calling, you mentioned the Charles Stewart case back in 1989.
Yes.
You obviously remember that.
Yes.
Here's how it ties in with today's journalism. About a month after Carol DeMatie Stewart was murdered, allegedly by a black male.
Yes. Willie Bennett was
there
his
was
name.
There was a female reporter in the Boston Globe that wrote an article, because of budget cuts, incidents like this are more than likely going to happen in the future. And, you remember Governor Dukakis during those days, and we had budget shortfalls.
Right.
And, you know, we need to raise more taxes, that mantra. And I thought to myself, wait a minute. How does a guy that robs a couple?
Yeah, I know. It was BS. I mean, the whole thing was BS. And Charles Stewart, the husband who really murdered her, he was a white guy. He ended up jumping off the Tobin Bridge a few weeks later. It's a terrible story. I'm Howie Carr.